everyone. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Isha Mukherjee. I am based out of Delhi, India. I take care of APAC marketing for Sangoma. Today we have with us Jim, Chief Marketing Officer, Sangoma, to talk about the sudden shift in the work culture and how Sangoma is leading through these hard times. Its work from home strategy, new product launches, and dealing with customers in lockdown. So let's start. Hi, Jim. Before we jump into the questions, please tell us something about yourself.
Hi, Isha. Thank you for having me. Like you said, I run marketing at Sangoma. I've been doing marketing for quite a long time. I know the APAC region really well. Before I came to Sangoma, I worked at Dialogic, and I would come to APAC and India fairly often. Sangoma bought part of Dialogic 2.5 years ago about, and that's when I came over to Sangoma. So everything's been going pretty well. Sangoma's doing well, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, wow, great. So first of all, I want to ask that, how has the work from home regulations impacted Sangoma?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Our employees globally started work from home on March 16th. That was something that we implemented in the company. We do have some people coming in for shipping. Obviously, we have some hardware products and we have to ship them. So we took the precautions and they're coming in to do the shipping. Given we're a unified communications company, it's been relatively smooth for us, though, because we have a phone system that enables a soft phone on your laptop or a mobile phone with your office phone number. So somebody can call your office and it can ring on your laptop or your mobile phone. And obviously, it doesn't really matter where you are when you do that. So for anyone who uses a UC system, it's probably been, from a communication standpoint, worked out okay. And I think some companies are seeing that working from home is maybe they were a little worried about it before, but they're seeing that's working out if they have a UC system.
Are there any customer issues or concerns occurred when this work from home strategy started?
Well, when it first started, everyone sort of started around the same time. We started getting requests from existing customers to our support teams, and we started getting a little overwhelmed. So we were getting requests about, hey, we're using a Sangoma system. How do you enable work from home? So we had some of these features that I talked about before, and some of the customers didn't really use them or didn't know about them. They just used the system as a phone system in the office, right? So we quickly put up a work from home page on our website and a support wiki as well. And that's been received really well. So for example, if we have a soft phone that works with your laptop and rings with your mobile office phone, people just didn't really know how to set it up maybe. So they asked about that. Some people also want to bring their actual office phone home to their home. And that's possible too. So we worked that out. And some people didn't even know, for example, we had built-in conferencing in our systems. And so you could have a conference call with the system. And all these kind of features I talked about are no extra cost. So for the customers that asked us, we got them up and running pretty fast. And so that was something we did pretty fast.
That's nice. As we all know, Sangoma is a leader in unified communication. So what did we do to make the remote working easier?
Well, like I said, we put up those help pages, and I think that's helped our customers a lot. We also came out with some new products. This was always in the plan. We were going to announce wireless headsets, and we did it on March 31st. So that really helps work from home as well. Like if you can wander around, maybe you don't have a speakerphone, so then you can wander around and do things like just go make your lunch or something like that. And I think that's been the headsets are doing really well in our company. We also just recently announced a video conferencing service, Sangoma Meet, which is free to users at this time. So we're making it free right now during this time to help people just get on video conferencing. It's been obviously you can't interact with people as much as you were before, if at all. And So just being able to see somebody and talk video-wise is important. And so we're making it free. You can use it for work. You can use it for your family. If you want to use it, go to meet.sangoma.com and you can use it.
Yeah, great. Even I have used Sangoma Meet multiple times when it was in beta test to talk with the marketing team in the US, and it was so helpful. We could share screen, and it's like very seamless experience. So can you tell me more about it?
Yeah. So first of all, one of the things that's good is when you get to it, HD video is standard. You can make it lower if your bandwidth isn't as good, but it comes standard, so it looks good. It's encrypted, and you need a password. So when you set up a conference, there'll be instructions with all that. But so it's pretty secure because of that. It can go up to 50 users. I've personally been on conferences with 25 users, and you can see everybody there, and you can click on people when they're talking if you want to see them better. It needs to be used with any WebRTC compatible browser, which is something like Chrome or Microsoft Edge. And you can share files, like you said, like we've done that before in the marketing team. You can raise your hand if you have a question. So there's a little like raise your hand thing. So you can chat like that. You can change what you see on the screen, like I said before.
Have you personally used it?
Yeah, I use all these things quite a bit. In our company, we have internal teams often. I'm probably on this 2 to 3 times a day, pretty much. So I can't just be sitting there in my pajamas anymore when I'm on a conference call. And people are using this instead of regular conference calls. We even did a virtual happy hour with the marketing team, which was good. I've been on multiple calls with customers with it. They like it a lot. I even had a call with my 3 kids on it. Couple of them are in New York City, so they can't really travel out of there right now. So it was nice to see everybody. So we do that once a week now. We just get on a family chat. So that's how we're using it.
Wow, that's nice. So another question, how important is APAC as a region for Sangoma?
Yeah, that's a good question. Obviously, APAC is a growing region for us. Most of our revenue is in North America. And we're investing here. We expect it to grow. Most of our business in APAC right now is in the non-unified communications part of our portfolio, like the boards, gateways, like from the old Dialogic business, and phones. But one result of all this work from home that we're doing right now is that businesses see the importance of unified communications. And we provide exceptional value in our PB Exact and SwitchFox UC systems. So we're really expecting growth over in APAC, and we expect the UC portfolio that we have to grow.
And what about marketing in APAC? What is Sangoma doing?
Well, I should be asking you that. But as everyone knows, some events we're planning, you know, with all the companies now, they're all postponed. One thing we like to do in APAC were these city road shows. And so they've all been postponed. And when we're able to, we'll get back on the road to do those road shows. We're also planning to go to Communic Asia. And when that restarts, we'll be at Communic Asia. All right. In the meantime, we'll participate in online conferences and webinars. So one that's coming up is called TAD Summit Asia. It's coming up in May. We'll have about 5 different presentations. I personally will be doing one, which I think they call a keynote. And so they'll all be videoed, and I'll be recording that. And you'll get – people can see what we talk about. I'll be talking about the entire portfolio there during that keynote. So that'll be good. What about – do we have any webinars coming up this year?
Yeah, so as you said, physical events are on hold for now, but nevertheless, we have planned for a series of webinars every month to keep our channel partners, customers updated. We are also sending out newsletters to engage with our partners and customers. So yeah, a lot has happened in a month, and there is so much more to do, even if we are in the middle of lockdown. That is the power of communication. And I can't wait until we go back to what we knew as normal, but no one really knows when that will be right now. So in the meantime, we are all working hard to make this experience seamless for our customers. And it was great speaking to you, Jim, with all these work from home, new culture shift and workforce.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Isha. We can do another series of these if we want to in a couple months. All right. Thanks, Isha.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Stay safe and stay home, everyone. It was Jim. Thank you.